Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Uploaded and Unfiltered, the podcast in which I, your host, Jermaine, talks about the creative journey and the creative journeys of others thus far. If you're a longtime listener, you probably noticed there have been a few changes to the format of the podcast. I'm starting to introduce more solo focused podcast to drop a bit of information and knowledge to help us on our creative journey. To keep that train going today, I have two topics I want to talk about. The first being pushing through that stickiness, that icky feeling we feel when we are about to do something we've never done before. Pushing through that to the other side to get what we want, our goals tackled and our goals achieved. As well as the TikTok ban. I will be talking about the potential impending TikTok ban, what I think about it, and mostly about the thoughts I have on the creators who are still creating on that platform. So let's go ahead and get into it. Life has been amazing lately. I've come through with a few new ideas for the podcast. My foray into video podcasting last week helped me a lot. It helped me understand a few things that I want to get done, a few things that I'm going to do differently, and a few ways to actually market the podcast in a new and fun way, at least for me. This journey has been so rewarding so far, and I can't believe it's only been 8 months, and that's 8 months of not missing a week of the podcast. So I'm gonna go ahead and congratulate myself. Remember, it's very important to seek out or acknowledge your achievements. Not only acknowledging them will bring them to mind and tell your brain that, hey, more stuff like this. I want this to happen more. Show that enjoyment. Enjoy the win and push forward. So that's what I'm doing right now. 8 months, no missed podcast. I'm super proud of that. I'm still amazed that it happened, but I'm not surprised. So anyways, again, the first thing I want to talk about this week is pushing through the uncomfortableness to get to the other side of what you want. And what I mean by that is today was a perfect example laid out in front of me with my oldest daughter. So it's story time, as you could have guessed. So this Sunday, my wife had a meetup for her employees at the office that she owns. Yes, she owns her own building. So she had a meetup, a potluck, if you will. There was pizza, there were cupcakes, there were food. And it was employees gathering together, like-minded individuals, and just enjoying each other's company. I don't think it was anything work-related. I'm sure they talked about work, because that's what you do when you get around people who do the same thing you do and enjoy. You talk about that stuff. So if I go to TwitchCon, which I do plan on going to TwitchCon this year, I will be talking more than likely about streaming stuff with other streamers. Stuff like that is fun. So anyways, wife was having a good time. I had to go up there and fix a few things, because not only am I the husband, but I'm also the IT professional. I think my official title is director of IT or something of that nature. Real easy stuff, thankfully, and it's all based on my recommendation, because I'm the one in charge. So I love that. Anyways, I fixed, she has a digital signage. It's basically a Raspberry Pi that displays information that she's made in Canva. It looks super professional. It's a little janky to get onto the Wi-Fi. I'm still trying to figure that out. But the idea is when she wants to make changes to it, she can do so off an app on her phone, and it should update the box seamlessly. But we're working towards that. Actually, this was not about that device. This is about me fixing things. I also had to fix a exit sign battery, which we found out we got the wrong one. So that should be coming soon. Anyways, there was a ton of food there, nice, lovely goodies, things that you would see at a party. And my wife asked my two daughters twice, well, multiple times, hey, do you want to go in there and get something? Now, keep in mind, not that I've shared this, but I'm sharing it now. My girls are kind of shy. I would say my youngest one is real quick to get over that shyness if there's something on the other side that she wants. So she understands the power that our minds have and how we can push through things when we want to, when we are motivated correctly, we will push through any mental break to get to the other side. My oldest daughter is like I was when I was her age, super, super stubborn. When she gets something into her mind, that's it. There's no changing her mind. And I both applaud and, you know what? I applaud her for having that mindset because it will pay off for her in the future. We just need to get her to see that sometimes the stubbornness is on something like when you realize that, hey, I'm being stubborn for not a good reason, then it's time. It's okay to revert. It's okay to admit that, hey, maybe I shouldn't have been so stubborn about this and go the opposite direction. So my daughter does not like to go in front of people. People love her. She's great. She has a great personality. She's funny. She is very kind, but she just does not like interacting with people that she doesn't really know, especially strangers. So I was hyping her up the whole time. I'm like, listen, all these adults, they're nervous about being around you. They're probably thinking, oh, what is she going to think about me? So you don't even have to worry about that. Plus, you're the daughter of the owner of the company. They're going to be kissing your butt this entire time. And of course, she laughed a little bit. But I was like, but really, other than that, what's going on? What's stopping you? If you give me a good reason, then I won't even ask you about it anymore. I won't push you to go in there. And so her first reason was there's a lot of people. And I was like, okay, cool. What do you mean by there's a lot of people? And she's like, there's just a lot of people. And I was like, okay, then what does that mean? And we just sat there for 5 minutes. I was like, this is no rush. Like, I want you to really think about what does that mean in regards to you going in there and getting some pizza or getting a cupcake. And at the end of 5 minutes, we both agree. It's like, okay, that's not a good reason. We couldn't think of a reason why there's a lot of people was prevent us from going in there. But I was like, what's going to happen? You're not going to die. You're not going to pass out. Nobody in there. And mind you, this is a room full of therapists. Nobody in there is going to make fun of you. So that's not going to happen. I can't think of anything else. Like nothing. I can't think of anything bad that's going to stop the party and be like, oh, you did this thing. Oh my gosh. So we wiped that one off. The second one was, she's like, oh, well, I had a popsicle earlier. So my girls are awesome and amazing. And we try to keep them from eating a bunch of sugar. So her argument was, hey, I already had a popsicle today, so I can't have a cupcake. And I was like, nah, that's not a good reason. You know, good and well, when it's Thanksgiving, you're eating 7 or 8 sweets. Without caution, no thoughts at all. So, and plus, I'm saying you can have a cupcake, especially if you're going to go in there and get it yourself. She's like, so I was like, so is that a good reason? And we both agreed, nah, okay, that's not a good reason. So her third reason was, oh, I'm trying to watch my sugar intake. And I was like, all right, cool. So you're cool with me telling you not to eat sugar for at least till Sunday. Sunday's Easter. Of course, we're going to have some candy on Easter. But I was like, so if you want, I can help you out with that easy. I'll just not let you have any sugar until Sunday. And of course, her fear of going in there outweighs eating sugar. So she was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, all right. So first off, that is not a challenge. You telling me that you want me to stop you from eating sugar and you want to see if you can do it? I was like, that's not a challenge. Like, you just got to listen to me. And thank God you're a great listener. So no, we're not going to do that. I was like, the challenge is you doing it yourself. You having the willpower to say, hey, I don't want sugar. I don't want to have any sweets. I don't want to have any cupcakes, none of that. And making it till Sunday. And she's like, all right, fine. Because again, she's stubborn and she doesn't think that she doesn't know how stubborn I am. I'm going to keep her to it. Maybe. Probably not, because I know she doesn't want to do it and I don't want to do it. And I'm trying to get her to understand that saying, hey, I don't want to do this doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean you failed. It means that, hey, I could do this if I wanted to, but I don't want to. The will is not there. So eventually, I hyped her up enough. We talked it out. It took about a good 10 minutes. And I think it was mostly because she didn't want her mom to play videos of her on a big screen TV, which, you know, like part of me thinks she wouldn't have did that. But then the other part of me thinks she definitely would have did that. So who knows? But it was enough that she at least went through with it. She went in there. She was in there a good like 2 or 3 minutes, got a cupcake. I'm pretty sure my wife stopped her to say something. But she came back to the room and I was like, how do you feel? And she's like, good. And I was like, so what happened? Like, did you fall? Did somebody make fun of you? She's like, no. I was like, did anybody even say anything to you? She's like, no. And I was like, so what did you get from that? And she said, and this warmed my heart, this solidified, not that I was thinking I wasn't, but this is just another reason that made me think, okay, you are doing great as a father. You're doing good work. She said, sometimes I have to do hard things to get what I want, especially when I know nothing bad is going to happen out of it. And I just looked at her. I was like, yes. Yeah. I would have gave her a big hug, but she's super don't touch me sometimes. So I didn't want to push it, but I was like, demon. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Cool. So with that being said, let's flip it to content creation. There are definitely things in life. And before I get into it, the thing that really stuck out with me is I knew there was nothing going to happen if she went in there. Like, I envisioned her going in there, getting cupcake, coming back. So I knew she was going to do it. And her little sister knew that she was going to do it. And her little sister, again, sugar is one of her main motivations in life. So she was like, at first she's like, oh, I don't want to do it. And then she was like, oh, you need cupcakes? She definitely had like two or three brownies, a cupcake, some chocolate. But whatever, man, she got over her fear. And now we know what her motivation is. But my daughter, my oldest daughter, was physically like shaking because she didn't want to go in. Like, her whole body would tense up when the thought of going in there. And like every time I would ask her, so what's going to happen? Consciously, of course, she couldn't think of anything, but subconsciously, I don't know what happened at school or it was some event that I missed in her life that has put that feeling inside her, that meaning of, hey, if you go into a room with a lot of people, that equals something that's not good. But I do intend to work with her and figure out what it is so we can break that. But it was a physical reaction. It was her reacting to a future that didn't exist because it hadn't happened. This was just all thoughts in her head. These are all things she was thinking that could occur if she went in there. And those thoughts physically made her react to doing so. So I didn't tell her this because I didn't want to go too deep into it, but we got to remember that our brain does not know the difference between imagination, between something that we thought of, or something that actually truly happened. It doesn't understand past, present, or future. Everything is in the present for our subconscious. So when we are thinking about future events, and we are physically reacting and emotionally reacting, that's because our subconscious believes that those things are truly actually happening. And this is what I mean when I say we should don't focus on what we don't want to happen. Let's focus on the things we do want to happen. Let's focus on the positive things that we want to occur in our lives because of the things that we do, because of the things that we create, because of the people we interact with, and because of the people who we have become. I think focusing our energy on that stuff is far better than focusing on, oh my God, what could happen? Because again, those things physically have us change, and those physical changes might happen just body, might be just mood, but that's going to change your interactions with the people around you, all because of something that you are worried about. And again, I don't think feelings like that suit us. They don't. They're not useful. It's feelings like those. That feeling of anxiousness is not something that I think is needed and necessary. So when it comes to pushing out that new content or working on an idea that you've been thinking about for weeks, but you are hesitating because there are too many people in the room, or there are too many people who have eyes on the content that you're creating and they might say something about it, we need to push past those feelings to the other side so we can be like, oh, nothing happened. That's happened so many times in my life, especially in content, that I no longer have that feeling. Every once in a while it pops up, but I'll quickly remember, oh yeah, I'm just going to push through this because the other side is a lesson if I mess up, or B, the goal that I wanted to achieve. Either way, I'm learning and I'm moving forward. And like, just that thought alone has excited me and has me pushing forward with the content that I want to create. So the last thing I want to talk about is in regards to the TikTok ban that could potentially be happening. As we all know, there are a lot of people who have made a living on TikTok, who have been able to quit their full-time jobs and make small businesses online because of the TikTok shops, or maybe just because of their content in general. It's been lucrative. And I don't want to say that there are people out there who see this and they're like, hey, these people are getting independent from the systems we have created. We got to get rid of this. I don't want to jump into conspiracy theories. There's a lot of them out there, but I will say this. If it comes down to TikTok having to sell to an American company or being banned in the U.S., TikTok, the U.S. only makes up, I think it was 10% of the user base of TikTok, which money-wise is not enough for them to sell their intellectual property to a company in the U.S. So they would forgo having U.S. users, unfortunately, and they will just get themselves banned. Business-wise, that's what makes the most sense. And unfortunately, unless something changes, which I do think, I can't tell you why, but again, I'm in this world of positivity. I do think that they won't ban it. And I do think that they won't sell, because I don't want them to sell to an American company for a host of reasons. But I think there's going to be some type of loophole. There, the government, the Senate, someone's going to realize, hey, we have a lot of Americans making money on this app, and if we ban it, then we're going to have a larger problem on our hands. So I don't think it's going to get banned. Regardless, a lot of people do think it's going to get banned. And for those people who do think that and who continue to make content on TikTok, I want to say that characteristic is the one of someone who knows exactly what they want out of life and knows that what they believe in is going to happen one way or another. They're not letting the impending possibility of a ban stop them from creating content. They're pushing forward and they're making content. Some of them are making content about the ban, which I think is hilarious, but others are still pushing forward with their content they've been making. Now, TikTok's not the only place you can put this content. Yes, a lot of people solely make content on TikTok, because I feel like for some reason it's easier for them to make money here, but they will have to get into the mindset of, hey, I got to move my content elsewhere if I want to continue the lifestyle that I've created for myself. I think that's going to be a large shift for a lot of people, but I do think the fact that they're still making content in the midst of this potential ban is a positive thing. I think it's a sign of, hey, they're willing to do the hard things and they are capable of shifting when need be, when the time comes. So I just hope everybody out there who is making content for TikTok, do not be worried. Do not fret about whatever the outside algorithm, the ban or all that bullshit is about to happen. You're going to continue to make content somewhere. Like, TikTok is not the only place to create it. So don't let that discourage you from creating content, and don't stop. Like, if you've been making content on TikTok and you just now find a groove, like, keep pushing, because you never know what's going to happen. And like I said, who knows what Instagram is going to do? Maybe they're like, hey, TikTok is getting banned. We're just going to open up the rule set so it matches what TikTok was doing. So as far as uploading videos, they'll let you do longer than 90 seconds, all that fun stuff. Again, you don't know what's going to happen. So let's just band together, stay positive, keep a positive mindset, and think, you know what? Something dope is going to happen out of this. I don't know what, but that's what we're moving towards. I just wanted to drop those few things that were on my mind. I'm starting to enjoy this solo podcasting. I could just talk about whatever I want, and nobody can stop me. I love that. Anyways, I hope y'all had an amazing weekend. As always, tell your loved ones you love them. Make sure that the people that you appreciate and make a difference in your life know that they make a difference in your life. Don't be stingy with that information. And as always, protect your mental. Keep creating content. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.
Thank you for listening this deep into the podcast. I truly do appreciate it. If you enjoy what you heard and you want to get this podcast to a stay where I can actually make even more changes in creators' lives, please share the podcast with those that you know. They probably can get some enjoyment or some information from the podcast. Head over to upun.buzzsprout.com. That is upun.buzzsprout.com to check out where the podcast is hosted. On that website, there will be a variety of different places where you can actually subscribe to the podcast. And if you do subscribe, I would appreciate a rating and a review on whatever platform you listen to this on. Those ratings and those reviews help the podcast elevate into a higher level so I can become more discoverable in searches and things of that nature. Also, check out the website uploadedandunfiltered.com if you want to check out every guest that's been on the podcast, as well as links to their content as well. Last but not least, if you want to financially support the podcast, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/uploadedandunfiltered. Set up a donation site there. All money that goes there will be directly poured back into the podcast to help for hosting and things of that nature. Again, thank you for listening. This has been a project that I have dreamed about building, and it is here and we are doing it, and I am nothing but excited for its future. Until then, I'll see y'all in the next one.